Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. Autumn is here, and with the new season comes a number of changes for customers and consumers, some of them which have caused and continue to cause heated debates, especially the gas levy and the new corona rules. The following are the most important changes for the month of October, starting with the gas levy. The gas surcharge, which will be introduced on October 1st, is intended to protect large gas importers. The gas surcharge amounts to 2.4 cents per kilowatt hour. And for consumers, this means an additional burden of several hundred euros per family household per year. However, the measure is hotly disputed. Even Federal Finance Minister Christian Lindner of the FDP recently called it into question. Next, minimum wage. The statutory minimum wage will rise to 12 euros on October 1st. This is the second increase this year. In July, the minimum wage had already risen to 10 euros and 45 cents per hour. Individual companies pay a higher minimum wage than required by law. Deutsche Bahn, for example, pays at least 12 euros and 62 cents per hour. Next, 450 euro jobs. The limit for mini jobs is also rising. Anyone who previously earned 450 euros in a mini job may now earn 520. And those who earn up to 1,000 euros in additional income or voluntary work above the mini job limit will be able to keep 30% of their income instead of 20%. The German Federation of Trade Unions, or the DGB, however, criticized the increase in the mini-job limit. Corona rules. The new Infection Protection Act is valid from October 1st of 2022 to April 7th of 2023. This means, for example, that the mask requirement will continue to apply in long-distance public transport, nursing homes, clinics, and doctor's offices. However, a mask no longer needs to be worn on an airplane. And anyone wishing to visit a hospital, nursing facility, or comparable institution must present a current test certificate. And the federal states can also stipulate further measures. For example, mandatory mask use in schools or in restaurants and clubs. Mandatory heating checks. All owners of gas heating systems must carry out a heating check by the end of the heating period in 2023 and 2024. This is stipulated by a new regulation to secure the energy supply. According to this, homeowners must, among other things, check their heating settings and optimize them if necessary. Gas central heating systems in larger buildings must also be hydraulically balanced, and technically outdated or inefficient heating pumps must be replaced. And lastly, vaccination protection. As of October, two vaccinations are no longer sufficient to be considered fully immunized against the coronavirus. Those who have recovered in addition to the two vaccinations will be considered fully vaccinated, as will people who have received the vaccination booster. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.